Okay, welcome to the POV, or Point of View, mini-stories for Double Standard. Same mini-story, but first starting with the phrase, 1 year ago. 1 year ago, there was a badass Marine named Saren. He had an intimate relationship with Julia Roberts. They were very, very close. Saren liked Julia, but one day, he decided she just wasn't what he was looking for. So, he broke up with her. Julia felt betrayed. She said, "How can you do this to me? Why are you hurting me? Please take me back." But Saren wouldn't budge. He said, "No, I don't want you, Julia." Julia couldn't get past the breakup. Every day she followed Saren. Every day she called him. At first, Saren turned a blind eye to her behavior. But finally, he couldn't ignore it anymore. He yelled at Julia and said, "I won't bow to this pressure. I won't take you back, so leave me alone." Julia asked, "Do you have another girlfriend?" And he said, "Yes, I'm dating Hillary Clinton now. She's rich and very powerful." Julia said, "Really? Wow, I like her. I'm going to vote for her. I still feel a little uneasy, but if you're dating Hillary, I guess it's okay." Julia smiled and walked away. As she left, she yelled, "So, is Bill free for dating?" Okay, our next version is going to start with the phrase, since 2004. Okay. All right, there's a badass Marine named Saren. Since 2004, he has had an intimate relationship with Julia Roberts. They have been very, very close. Saren has liked Julia this whole time. But one day he finally decided she just wasn't what he was looking for. So he broke up with Julia. Julia felt betrayed. She said, "How can you do this to me? Why are you hurting me? Please take me back." But Saren wouldn't budge. He said, "No, I don't want you, Julia." Julia couldn't get past the breakup. Every day, she followed Saren. Every day, she called him. At first, Saren turned a blind eye to her behavior. But finally, he couldn't ignore it anymore. He yelled at Julia and said, "I won't bow to this pressure. I won't take you back, so leave me alone." Julia asked, "Do you have another girlfriend?" And he said, "Yes, I'm dating Hillary Clinton now. She's rich and very powerful." She said, "Really? Wow, I like her. I'm going to vote for her. I still feel a little uneasy, but if you're dating Hillary, I guess it's okay." Julia smiled and walked away. As she left, she yelled, "So, is Bill free for dating?" All right, our final version begins with the phrase, next year. Next year, this is going to happen in the future. I'm imagining this. Here we go. There's a badass Marine named Saren. Next year, he'll have an intimate relationship with Julia Roberts. They'll be very close. Saren will like Julia, but one day he'll decide she's just not what he's looking for. He'll break up with Julia. Julia will feel betrayed. She'll say, "How can you do this to me? Why are you hurting me? Please take me back." But Saren isn't gonna budge. He's gonna say, "No, I don't want you, Julia." Julia won't be able to get past the breakup. Every day, she'll follow Saren. Every day, she'll call him. At first, Saren will turn a blind eye to her behavior. But finally, he won't be able to ignore it anymore. He'll yell at Julia and say, "I won't bow to this pressure. I won't take you back, so leave me alone." Julia will ask, "Do you have another girlfriend?" He'll say, "Yes, I'm dating Hillary Clinton now. She's rich and very powerful." Julia will say, "Really? Wow, I like her. I'm going to vote for her. I still feel a little uneasy, but if you're dating Hillary, I guess it's okay." Julia will smile and walk away. As she leaves, she's gonna yell, "So, is Bill free for dating?" All right, and that's our final version in the future. Please go back now, listen to each version, and then pause. Try to tell each version yourself out loud. You don't need to be perfect. You don't need to remember every word. But try your best and try to use the correct form of the verbs. Sometimes the vocabulary changes a little bit. Listen for that. If you can't do it, if it's too difficult, no problem. Just relax. Listen to these versions many, many times. Every day, listen to it. One time, two times, three times. The next day, again. The next day, again. It takes some time. But if you do this every month, every day for 1 month, 2 months, 6 months, 1 year, you will get a more natural feeling for English grammar. Okay. See you next time. Bye-bye.